Hello and welcome to Podcast and Fire, episode 63. I'm your host for this evening, Stuart Sutherland. Joining me this evening, we have James Aylmore.
Hello.
Yes, Ken's away chasing Kaiju and Mike's just buggered off. So, we've got Jim to fill their boots. So, Jim, last movies watched?
The last film I saw was Samurai Princess.
Okay.
Which was a freebie from... Who gave it to you, by the way?
Is it... I think, well, it all comes from one company nowadays, so I think it was Cine for Asia? Or for Digital Asia?
I know the one, the weird one with the four in the middle.
Yeah,
anyway,
that one.
Anyway, as I continue, Summer Princess is a lowish budget gore flick from some of the dudes who did Tokyo Gore Police.
Right.
It's basically about this woman who gets killed by these androids, and basically this scientist turns her into one, and she goes on this path of revenge.
Simple enough.
And that's pretty much it, really. I can't really say too much, otherwise people are going to think, what's the point of watching the film?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, there's a little bit of gore, there's a little bit of nudity, and a little bit of story and some cheap sets.
Yeah. So it is pretty much what you'd expect from the person that done Tokyo Gore Police.
Yeah, pretty much. It's pretty cheap looking, but mm-hmm. if you actually give it a chance, it's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't expect anything that's totally brilliant, otherwise you'll just be disappointed.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like, well, how there's Tokyo Gore Police, but before that there was more the low-budget gore flick, which was Machine Girl. I wonder if it would be easier being compared to that film, because obviously I think that film had worked on a lower budget.
I'll say, with Machine Girl, it didn't look like it was low-budget.
Ah, right. Actually, it might just be in the way it was filmed.
The thing about Summer Princess was that for most of it was shot in this forest. It's just a generic forest. It could have been
anywhere
in Japan. It could have been shot, or it could have been shot down the road from where I live now.
Aye, exactly. It could have been done in the highlands.
Student flicks, really.
Aye.
But it just want to go somewhere nobody's going to see them. Overall, it's not a bad film.
Mm-hmm.
I just wouldn't pay 20 quid for it.
Right, yeah. Aye, that is a bit of a bummer. But
yeah,
I think it'd be one of those cases if you did have the ability to rent the movie.
Yeah, it's a renter.
Okay.
And as a plug,
alright,
if you keep an eye on the Podcast and Fire website, you'll soon be able to read my full review.
By the time, well,
already up by the time this goes out.
Your full review is put up, I think, 2 days ago, Jim.
Oh, good.
The day you told me I put it up.
Oh, that's good.
I think, actually, there's been a big news haul, so.
Oh, I haven't seen it yet. All I've seen on the front pages, we want more.
Yes.
From the last Joff.
I think you just need to scroll down, my friend. So...
Oh. Must have missed it somewhere between Dragon Dynasty being returned. We want more.
Yes.
Oh, well.
Yes.
Anyway, carry on.
Right. Has that been the main flick for you recently?
Recently, yeah. The main one I can really explain, yes.
Aye, okay. For me, it's really just been a mixture lately. I could say that I've not watched too much. But from our last recording, I have watched quite a bit of Japanese cinema. I have watched like the comedy Cyborg She, which was really, really good, actually. And also watched Funuki Show Some Love, You Losers, which was not too bad.
It's quite weird from the screenshot you used for the review.
Yes. But
I don't remember much of it. You just had the whole family and you had this one woman giving the most oddest look I've ever seen.
Yeah, I'm thinking the wife of the main husband is like the more eccentric character. She acts as the glue to hold the family together, even though the rest of them really just don't give a toss.
there's always one that does that.
Yep. So, other than that, I watched the Taiwanese drama God Man Dog, which was pretty good. It was sort of done in the same style as it's sort of like several stories. Like, it basically looks like you're watching three short films, but they're actually one. So it's like Crash, it's like Babel.
Ah, they all rolled into the same thing at the end.
Exactly. Exact. It works at the exact same in this case. Same story, the start of the next thing. But when it comes to Hong Kong cinema, I've not watched much recently. I've kind of abandoned my ban list, which is terrible.
In a way, but technically, if you're getting all these free films, they're part, they become part of the banned list.
Yeah, so.
It's like having a cupboard full of food and you want to complete it, but if you miss a key going shopping and putting more in, you got to eat it.
Yep.
Same with me, really. I mean, I've got loads of films I haven't seen, but at the moment I'm just going for Japanese films.
Right. Have you? What's that? I was just about to ask. Since we are in the flow of Japan on fires at the moment, have you taken the leap into looking at any Keiju films?
I haven't yet, no. Well, mainly because I'm tired and trying to stop myself buying too many films. And I just haven't seen any in shops. Well, I saw Big Man Japan, but. No, it was good at first, but the ending just made it meh.
Right. I've been meaning to see that one myself, but it does look very dodgy.
Well, it starts out quite good because it's about this bloke who basically. He's like a superhero type person. He basically grows himself a superstar and he fights all these kaiju type monsters.
Yeah.
And it starts out a comedy because he's all by himself. Everybody hates him. His agent's taking all his money. His wife hates him and won't let him see his daughter. And pretty much all of Japan hates him because when he does save Japan, stuff
He's
gets destroyed.
right. Yes, I do actually remember this film being compared to Hancock, the Will Smith
Yeah,
movie,
he's
where at
pretty much
first
like
he.
that, but it's just maybe how he copes with it.
Aye.
Some bits will make you laugh out quite loud, but other bits you'll just think, what the flip am I watching?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's worth a rental, or maybe paying about 6 or 7 quid for.
All right, yeah.
I wouldn't pay the tenner for it, anyhow.
Aye. No,
Because you may be disappointed. Then again, though, you may watch and think, oh, this is brilliant.
Aye, it might
And
right
then
be up.
again, though, I may just be one of those people that hasn't seen enough Japanese cinema to really
And really
understand why
appreciate
the
it, aye.
ending is brilliant. Yeah.
All right. Let's see. But yeah, I've just really been out of my flow when it comes to Hong Kong cinema. I think now that I have gotten through quite a lot of DVDs lately, like with it being Japanese cinema, occasional Korean flick, and even Taiwanese, I'm ready to dive back into my Donnie Yen films.
I saw a Donnie Yen film about 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Which one?
Ip Man.
Ip Man, yes.
Yes.
That
It reminded me of
became an instant
Fearless.
classic for me.
Yes. I admit, I enjoyed it more than I thought it would. I told myself, watch it, because it just sounded so, so dark.
Yes.
I just thought, I'm not really in the mood for this. I'm about to go to work. I want to watch something that's happy. But I did, and it just reminded me so much of Fearless, in a way. Well,
Yeah.
the ending did, because it's about he lived in real life and this is what he could have done and he did all this and hooray.
And now we just need to wait for the sequel.
Yes, Ip Man 2.
Starring Donnie Yen, and I think he is going against the great Sammo Hung.
Wow.
So, I'm sold.
Yes, I'm 2 now.
But yep, I do have a copy of Painted Skin, which, well, I have actually seen the original, where I think it was Adam Cheng being, wait, I think this happens a lot. Like, I was gonna say being seduced by Joey Wong, but I think every time you think of a ghost story and Joey Wong instantly comes into your head.
Yes, I
So
have.
it might not be Joey Wong, but it might be, because I think with her popularity in the Chinese ghost story movies, I think this artist sort of typecast her in the same way as Lam Chin Ying was typecast as the vampire hunter.
Yeah, I can see that happening.
And funny enough, Lam Chun Ying did have a cameo in the original. I think him and Sammo, or did Sammo might have actually had a bigger part. But yep, the remake, which I haven't looked at all, still in its shiny cling wrapping. But yeah, this one does look a lot more. Oh, well, what could you expect is a remake. Everything is looking a lot more, like a lot more money has been put into these productions. Like there is far more fancier costumes. It doesn't look like they've cut up some like curtains and just turned them into a fancy wee scholar's suit.
Yeah, I can imagine. That's what they used to do, mate. They just make it look better.
But is it a better film? I'll soon find out.
We'll have to wait. Wait and see, folks, for the review will soon be out.
Well, it depends. It might have to be really good if I want to review it.
Why, is it a free board? Did you buy it?
Oh no, I picked this up ages ago.
Ah. If you bought it, then you might not be asked to do it.
Maybe.
Maybe.
So, saying that, let's see, I'm gonna have a quick look at the ban list here. I do believe I think I have only 10 movies left.
That's pretty good.
Yep. We still have Chaos, the Andrew Lynn and Gordon Lam flick, I believe. A rewatch of Enter the Phoenix, the Stephen Fung triad comedy. We also have The Killer, which stars Jordan Chan and written by Pang Ho Chung. Or it's based on a story by Pang Ho Chung. I've also got a rewatch of Laputa, Castle in the Sky, the Studio Ghibli flick.
Yeah.
We also have Lam Chun Ying in Mr. Vampire 1992, which was the film that actually had quite a lot of the original cast back into it. It had Lam Chun Ying, Billy Lau, Chin Soo Ho, and I was going to say Ricky Lau. I think it should be directed by Ricky Lau, but it also has Ricky Hoi. Yes.
Wasn't Billy Lau in most of them?
Billy Lau. Billy Lau's in mostly everything. Well,
Yeah, so I
everything
remember
in the
Interview with the
90s.
Vampire 1.
Yeah.
2, 3, and 4, I'm not too sure because I can't find your vi the video you did for me.
Yeah,
And I remember seeing him in Vampire vs. Vampire.
he definitely
Same,
was
pretty much
in
the
the.
same type of character.
I think he is in definitely 2 and 3. I remember his characters
Yeah,
from
definitely
that.
2. I remember in 2 now, but 3, I can't
Three,
quite remember.
he was.
And 4, I never bothered watching because it was you never got to see the ending.
Ah, right, yeah, so the
Which
VHS
annoyed me.
ran out.
Yeah, pity there. Well, two good films out of it.
And as I've mentioned, red skin, nope, painted skin.
Yes, you mentioned it again.
Yes, I was getting it mixed up with the next flick, which was Redcliffe.
Yeah.
Part of me, like Drunken Master on our forum, did post his review of the UK cut of the DVD, where it was the two Redcliffe movies being edited into one. Part of me doesn't ever want to watch that version.
Yeah.
Because, right enough, when a movie does get cut down, it could make it easier in the sense that, okay, the running time's a little easier. Because remember, I think originally Storm Riders is a 2 hour movie on the Hong Kong
Think it's at
DVD.
least 2 hours.
Yep, and when it comes to the American DVD, I think it was something like 90 minutes.
Yeah, I think
And
they
that.
cut like an hour. At least, must have think they cut that almost an hour from that.
And from that sense, he's like, "Oh well, it's not. It doesn't take so much from a day away from me. It's like it's not a long film. It might not be that bad. But the fact that Redcliffe is still a big whopping 2 hours, and
Yeah, I
there's
remember reading a few reviews about the different thing. Most people said read that the story just didn't really make sense. But then again, they also said that a lot of it could have been cut.
exactly."
So I thought, flipping heck. But then again, you can't really trust those reviews of Asian films, I find now. Unless it's from a site like ours. Otherwise, I just don't need to know what they're
Trust
thinking
everything
about.
we see.
Yeah.
Now I think. Yep, at the end of the list, I still have the two Storm Rider movies. Obviously, the 1998 Storm Riders and The animated movie from last year, Storm Riders, The Clashes of Evil. So, that's my ban list. Nothing new, but hey, it's an update for anyone out there.
Heard much about the new Storm Warriors film yet?
It's due out this month, I know. And
I'll tell you, I was reading, and apparently in Malaysia, if you live in Malaysia, if you they have this poster of Ekin Cheng and Aaron Kwok, I think it is. They only two swords. Apparently, if you guess the way they're two swords, you get to meet them.
well,
Yes, the person that guesses the most, the weight closest to exact amount gets to meet them. If you live in Malaysia. Just something random that popped in my email inbox last night. I thought, that's nice.
For one lucky Malaysian fan.
Yes.
I didn't watch the entire film, but I did actually re-watch both the later halves of Tom Yong Gong and Ong Bak 2, aka Ong Bak the Beginning.
Ah, I'm back too.
Yes, just mainly because the fucking ending fight scenes in those movies are crazy and awesome.
Yes.
I reckon I just find the element where, well, when it is just Tony Jaa's actions, like his big movies, not all these like re-releases with Tony on the front cover and it turns out to be a
Yeah.
henchman type DVD releases. I'm talking about his main features. Like the later half of those movies are just fucking like brilliant. You could just have them like on a loop. Like the last half hour of Ong Bak 2 is just brilliant. All the different styles, the fights, and of course, again, the rock music in the background.
Yeah.
Have you actually had a chance to watch Ong Bak 2 yet?
I watched it a while ago, yeah. It was alright. I can't really remember much of it though.
Well, hopefully we'll have a what's it UK DVD out within the next 6 months.
Yeah, I'll be buying the DVD when it comes out anyway, regardless of what I think about it. Then again, see, I might just need a second viewing to really see what's happening.
Yeah. Because I think I'd done what most people done when it first came out is downloaded a DVD rip which didn't have any subtitles. And of course, you're clicking past the story because it makes no sense.
It doesn't.
So just went right to the action, but the action didn't
Yeah.
have much as much impact as you think it would have done, because
No.
there was no story behind it. Then rewatching those fight scenes when I went to the cinema to see it had the story behind it, and it made it such a better film.
Yeah, I can imagine it did. That does help.
Yeah. So. Last movie's watched covered. I think it is time for a brief break. So, the big news on our website this week was, well, the big news for everyone in the United Kingdom when it comes to Asian cinema, what came, well, this big announcement came from CineAsia. They announced that they've struck up a deal with the Weinstein Company to distribute Dragon Dynasty DVDs in the United Kingdom. It's a, let's see, they wrote on their website, continuing its passion and dedication to provide outstanding Asian cinema to British audiences, CineAsia is proud to announce the signing of a distribution deal with the Weinstein Company, owners of Dragon Dynasty, the leading Asian cinema brand. So, under agreement, CineAsia, no, CineAsia will be, let's start that bit again. Under the agreement, CineAsia will distribute world-acclaimed Jet Li titles, Fist of Legend, Tai Chi Master, and The Legend of Fong Sai-uk, as well as contemporary classics Invisible Target, Killzone, aka Sha Po Lang, and Jackie Chan's much-loved action comedy Robin B. Hood. So, Jim, what do you think of CineAsia signing this deal with Dragon Dynasty?
It should be a good thing, I think.
I think for the
In
first
Asia,
time, this actually brought up quite a discussion on the website.
Yeah.
But I think your opinion was missed out. So, obviously, it is a good thing. Would there be any particular titles you would look forward to seeing?
Out of all the ones you mentioned, I can't really think of any that I'm actually in anticipation for, because I've pretty much seen
See, I
So I'm
think.
sure there's one or two in Dragon Dynasty library that would be worth seeing,
I
or
think
worth getting
for
giddy over.
a lot of us, when it said Cine Asia now going to be releasing Dragon Dynasty DVDs in the UK, quite a lot of us all thought the Shaw Brothers films. Like this could be our chance to get more Shaw Brothers in the United Kingdom, because of course before Dragon Dynasty did have a deal with Momentum Pictures, or was it? Their company was Momentum Asia, like the wee side, the sister company. And at first, they did promise us a bounty of Asian cinema, no, a bounty of Shaw Brothers classics. And of course, that fell through after, say, the first 4 to 6 DVDs. Now
I think it was 6 they released in the end.
we have mentioned all this before. I'm sure you could
Yes,
check
you have.
back on past episodes, but they did actually release two of the Dragon Dynasty DVDs, which were Shaw Brothers classics. We did get copies of, let's see, King Boxer, and was it the 36 Chambers of Shaolin?
I know the page. Yeah, I believe that's the two of them. I've seen them in shots before.
And it's great news for people who haven't seen films like 36 Chambers and King Boxer, because those both are two of my like all-time favourites. So, I think one of the things I would actually hope they'd release would be the Five Deadly Venoms movies. Well, DVD, because they have done the first one. And from the looks, well, according to like Mike and other big Shaw Brothers fans out there, the Five Venoms is like a big franchise over that. That is a popular series.
Yeah.
So it'd be great to actually just get around to like going to your local HMV and picking up a copy, or even just renting in a copy of like the Deadly Venoms and seeing what the fuss is all about without having to going on to like Amazon.com or all these international import sites and deal with all this shit when it
Of
comes to
course.
imports.
Of course, that'd be pretty sweet.
But of course, it is lucky enough that now we're getting the proper Jet Li titles. Like, we can now forget about the Miramax DVDs, how we did, no, how they're releasing Fist of Legend. Of course, that was released over here as Fist of Legend. Tai Chi Master, which was released over here as Twin Warriors, and The Legend of Fong Sai Yuk was just released over here
The
as
legend.
Jet Li's The Legend.
Oh, yes, classic days.
Yes, so now those DVDs could be erased from our memory and could be replaced with these great DVDs.
Of course.
Because I think clear my throat there. I think because the last DVD I actually did import was Fist of Legend, and yeah, it was a good DVD. It was great to see it in a way that I'm sure it was Cantonese, because I remember they have mucked up one of their DVDs by putting something about a wrong audio track. I think it was actually one of the Shaw Brothers films, maybe My Young
I
Auntie.
believe, from what I've read today on the internet, they did give My Young Auntie a Mandarin track, which was meant to be Cantonese, apparently.
Oh
That's
well.
what the internet said, anyway.
Yep, you gotta believe that internet out there.
Yes, because, well, when you told me it was Dragon Dynasty, I thought I'd read up a little bit. And according to Wikipedia, it was My Young Auntie that caused a lot of controversy when they made it Mandarin. I seem to remember a few people on the internet bitching about that on forums as well.
Controversy, fuck's sake. Go on.
Oh, believe me, there's more of it. I was reading up quite a few bits.
Because, well, the thing is, if it's in Mandarin, well, it's not a case that rather than giving us, like, how we got, like, big American movies, like Will Ferrell and Step Brothers. It's not
Yeah.
like the case that instead of an English track, we got a French track. It would be more serious in a way if they did release My Young Auntie and they had the wrong set of subtitles.
Oh yeah, I mean,
But if Cantonese and Mandarin is like, I always thought a lot of the Shaw Brothers films were already done in Mandarin. Like, the Momentum Asia, when they released them, their sets were, they were all Mandarin, big subs, this, that, and the next thing. But I can't actually remember if the Dragon Dynasty Shaw Brothers were in Mandarin as well. I would expect them
Well,
to be.
I know pretty much 90. I think loads of the Shaw Brothers films were done in Mandarin, but my young article, I think it was 1984, and by then people wanted films in a language they could actually talk in. So
Right.
by then audiences wanted, they said, why don't we have films in the language that we can understand? So they made it in Cantonese. I think that's what most people have been complaining about, because it just isn't how it's meant to be, apparently.
Aye.
But if you're really unhappy, you could do what I did. Get the Hong Kong version, and you can have Cantonese or Mandarin, whichever takes your fancy.
Right enough, yes, when now who done all those DVDs again?
IVL.
IVL, yes. They did do quite a lot. Of course, VCDs, you had both options, DVDs as well. But
Yeah, I found the CDs were better. They had bigger subtitles.
Right. That is the case with a lot of imports. When it is companies like IVL, you do usually get quite small subtitles. But so when it actually comes to cinema Asia, what titles have you actually been like? Have you actually picked up some of their titles already?
I picked up quite a lot of things just from the fact that it's Cine Asia and it's looked half good.
They have really became sort of like the main go-to company when it comes
They
to.
pretty much are, yeah.
Yeah,
I mean,
it
thankfully
has
for Cine
taken
Asia,
over.
there's a good chance it's good.
Aye, exactly. They have taken over, like, the spot of where Hong Kong Legends had left.
Yeah, that's pretty much what they've done, so they've just gone all over Asia with it.
Exactly. And they're introducing movies out on that lovely format of Blu-ray.
Yes, for those of you who have more money than sense.
Mike Banner. So.
And probably most Asian cinema fans, so I think I've just made a few enemies.
Ah, a lot on nowadays that go on. I truly believe if, like, in the next few years, everyone's going to be going digital rather than Blu-ray. Soon enough,
Maybe.
soon enough, it's going to be downloaded onto our hard drives.
But I'll tell you one thing now, I reckon give it 5 years' time, DVD will be like VHS is now.
Come on, man, do you see
It'll be our
that?
leprosy, DVDs. Charity shops will be having notices saying no DVDs, only Blu-ray and digital.
We'll be going in there with broken hearts, trading them in at 10 pence a disc.
Yes. Yes, I think we've all done that with our VHSs.
Don't you understand the sentimental value of this Bruce Lee box set? What do you mean I'm getting £5? Cunts.
Well, we would give you £5 for it, but we're only going to be selling it for about 20 quid, so that's all we can give you, is what they usually tell you in the shops. They give you 10p, but you know they're going to be selling it for a lot more.
Aye. So, yes, I myself have collected a couple CineAsia titles, like the classic Dragon Tiger Gate.
I have that one.
And actually, I think that could be it. Wait, no, I do have a copy of Welcome to Dong Mak Wol, the
Yes,
classic.
I have that one. I have actually quite a few, but I can't think of all of them
I would
now.
guess you. Since you mentioned Ip Man earlier, you must have picked up their
Yeah,
release.
Ip Man's one. I have
House of Fury?
Chocolate.
Ah, Chocolate.
Yes,
Yes,
I
I
have
want
House of
Chocolate
Fury.
as well. Yes.
Yeah, Chocolate. I've got The Myth and the Dom that Gold we mentioned. Flashpoint.
Right enough.
Kung Fu Dunk. I know people say Jay Chow and all that lot, but it's in the ages, so I figured. But I can't really say much more because my DVD shelf starts up L. Everything after L is in boxes.
Right. I would. I am actually glad in a sense because I am a frequent renter when it comes to DVDs. So when we do now that we get to see that, as I said, contemporary classics as Invisible Targets, like with that, if that's getting a UK release, I'm all for it. I'm more than happy to rent flicks like that. Kung
Yeah.
Fu Dunk is like if it. If I'm unsure about it, but I know it's came from a company that has put the time and dedication into it, It's like it's gotta be a good DVD at least. Sure, if it's a bad movie, best thing about rentals, you ping the DVD right back once you're finished.
Yeah. That's the thing, I can't get the film company, and they were just basically selling it to the Shaolin Soccer Mob. I remember when I bought it, well, the day before I bought it, I was in a Asian film, one bloke was saying, look at some crazy kung fu films like Shaolin Soccer, do you have any? And the shop assistant just looked and went, he goes,
Soccer,
yeah, this,
Shawa.
he just saw kung fu and go, there you go, this is Basib. This looks like Shaolin Soccer. Even has it on the front, he says, looks like basketball.
So, CineAsia do have actually a good crop of DVDs coming out over the next few months. I think, if I'm right, they do have Beaststalker coming out. They have actually re-released under their CineAsia Extreme label, Ichi the Killer.
Yes, I've noticed that one.
Yep, of course they have Fatal Move. As you said, you have Flashpoint. But under Coming Soon, just clicking on the website here. Oh, come on, internet, they slow down on me now. Man. Ah, there we go. Magic of Eden, I'll take this all the way. Yes, Nick, I think next year we actually get to look forward to seeing the release of the Shinjuku Incident. Of course, under the label of 2-Disc Ultimate Edition. So, yeah, I quite actually look forward to seeing that. And it's cool, because nowadays I don't feel like. It's like whenever it is a big release film, I'm going to just have to import it. But now, like this company is releasing it, so buying my time, and that's a lot less international postage. But
You
yep,
sound.
I'm definitely looking forward to more because I have to admit, a few weeks ago I thought like basically Dragon Dynasty is done. That company is like doing fucking Squiddly Dot, just.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Like their coming soon area, like that part of their website, blank, nothing coming out. And exactly, as they say, no films found. And they're still advertising Battle of the Warriors.
As opposed to Battle of Wits.
Yes, and thankfully that we already have a UK release of the Battle of Wits, so like we don't need to actually then get like the.
No.
Roll our eyes over the fucking this mismatched fucking title.
And they gotta sell it to the kids somehow.
But it'll be great if they actually do venture out and release Police Story 3, because Dragon's Dynasty did release that as Super Cop 2-Disc Ultimate Edition. See.
Yes, but that one caused quite a bit of controversy as well. Because that was the heavily cut US version, apparently. And apparently, I don't know how true it is, but according to Wikipedia, there's an interview with Jackie Chan on the DVD.
An interview with him.
Attacking, yeah, there's an interview with him attacking the American cut.
Ah, so they've got an interview with Jackie where he's actually saying, oh, this American cut's terrible.
Yeah, he's saying, oh, he edited this film. I don't understand why the Americans need to edit it, apparently, but this is Wikipedia, so. I like to say now that I don't actually have the DVD, so if I'm wrong, I really don't give a shit.
But yep, I was like, I would be great if they do release these because it'll be obvious that they might actually replace the current DVDs they have out there now of Police Story 1 and 2. But I think it has gone to the point where all Hong Kong Legends DVDs have dried up. Like when you go into a shop now, you won't find not Dragon Dynasty, Hong Kong Legend DVDs.
No,
It has gone to the point where they have.
there was a time during this year when you could see a few of their later titles, but nothing now.
I know, and the fact that people are now thinking, "Oh God, no one's selling Hapkido anymore. I've got the UK DVD set. I think I'll just put it on eBay for 60 quid."
Yeah.
I was like, "Fucking calm down, son." It's a bit crazy, but yep, I'm still back to the topic of Dragon Dynasty. I really think they have dried up when it comes to America.
Now, how much I paid for my copy of Hapkido?
How much?
6 quid.
See? And I just done a rip of the DVD when I rented it. Terrible. But
Not
yeah,
your life.
new releases from Dragon Dynasty has went no further than, of course, Battle of the Warriors. They did release an Empress and the Warriors, but that also has had a UK release already. But yeah,
Yeah,
we can
I've
look
been there a
forward.
few times in the shops, that is. I haven't actually bought it yet, but I've seen it a few times.
Yeah, I think that is one of the titles I would probably end up renting, whereas I'm not too sure of it.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I kind of want to see it, but I can't get the feeling it's just going to sit on my shelf for months and months or years, as with some of my titles have.
Yeah.
So I've got films which I bought when I was in Thailand. That was 2.5 years ago, and I still haven't watched half of them. I bought Banquet and A Battle of Wits in Thailand 2.5 years ago. Haven't even seen them yet. I know. I'm looking at them right now, but I just haven't got around to seeing them.
I think we're all guilty of that, Jim. But
Yeah.
I think we should sum it up here. When it comes to Dragon Dynasty being released in the UK, is this going to have the same effect as it did with Momentum Asia, where it was two discs, then nothing more?
Yeah, I haven't seen it really, because the problem is, people who do want to see these films, they've already got them. And most of the Asian cinema fans have got a copy, either they've imported it from another country or they've got the IVL.
Aye. But
And the
this
problem
might.
is, all the people out there who are saying, oh yes, it's brilliant that they're getting released, they've already got it. So they're not going to buy it. And it's going to be people like us who haven't seen them but are unsure, who probably won't buy it straight away because we're not too sure and we won't want to pay full price for it. So we'll either end up renting it or borrowing it.
Yeah.
So I have to admit, I am skeptical about it.
See, I think they've actually at least chosen the right company to go with this time.
Yeah.
Because with it being CineAsia, it's not the case that CineAsia folds and then it's all gone. Because CineAsia are a strong company. They've got releases like The Beaststalker coming out, as you
Yeah.
mentioned, the Shinjuku incident. So,
They should be going strong for a while yet.
And even with the re-release of these Jet Li titles, that's definitely going to attract to the common audience. No, the casual audience, like people that's not
Yes,
into Asian
definitely.
cinema too much, but they do love a good Jet Li film.
Oh yes, most people do like a Jet Li film.
Exactly, because it is our thing when it comes to that. Is usually the movie you'll see getting played late night on TV,
Yeah.
like usually on BBC Two at the weekend. You will most likely see, what's it called? Aye, Twin Warriors, Fong
Or one of them,
Sai-ook.
right?
Aye, there's always
Yeah, I've
like.
seen them playing on BBC a few times as well.
So, aye, it's definitely. I do see this working a far better than the Momentum Asia, like their
Yeah.
attempt at releasing Dragon Dynasty movies. But I do think we probably won't get the Shaw Brothers movies to start off with.
No, I think that's a bit iffy. Because not so many people are going to buy them.
Yeah.
But if you have Jet Li in a film, most people are going to look up.
It does have like an instant attraction to it.
Yeah. The thing is, though, people aren't going to buy them. That's because it's got the bloke who was in Kill Bill for 2 or 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Which I know they do, because they do that. But So I did this once with an Indian film which had Gordon Lau in it,
Right.
which I bought it, and I read the back. It says, "Let's have a look. It's blah blah blah. He fights a fisher smuggler, Gordon Lau, star of Kill Bill."
Star.
On the back,
Yeah,
yeah.
well, right, to some audiences, he would be the star, but.
People like us, yes, but most people don't think. Where's the bloke from Kill Bill?
All
Then
right.
again, I was thinking, where was Gordon Lau when I saw Kill Bill? So I know now because I looked online, but when I was watching it, I thought, where's Gordon Lau?
I don't see no Shaolin monk.
Yeah.
I see lots of Yakuzas.
Yes, but no Chinese blood.
So I think we have covered our topic for this evening pretty well. So,
Yeah.
when it comes down to plugs, have you got anything you want to plug for us, Jim?
Not really, no, just generally my reviews, which I'm going to try and do more of.
Awesome. Definitely. That would be
And
great.
I will, like saying like that, I will be open for comments. And if you do send me, and I want, what I'm about to say, be uncovered, you do send me emails criticizing me and you sound like a total retard, I will put it online so everybody can laugh at you. Just to warn you.
Warning, yes.
Yeah. So if any dickhead wants to start an argument with me about how I'm wrong about something, be careful. I will expose you.
All right, I'll give out the suitable links for this show. CineAsia, which is, let's see, CineAsia is cine-asia.co.uk. DragonDynasty.com, simple as that. If you actually want to interact with the show, you can do it many ways. You can contact us via Twitter. Send your messages to at Podcast on Fire, one word, and we could read them out on the show. Of course, if you want to send us questions, comments, and suggestions, fire them off to podcastonfire@googlemail.com. And probably by the time this show goes online, I hope to have published the first part of my top 50 Hong Kong movies of the past decade. Yep, I have compiled a list of all the films I have seen from obviously the year 2000 to the end of 2009, and I have compiled them down into the list of the top 50. So hopefully, part 50 to 41 will be going online soon.
Cool.
Yep, be ready for a shitstorm.
Yes.
And also, I need to give out a shout out to Kamen Liu for his epic comment left for me and Mike on episode 59 of Podcast on Fire. It was like the dude did just leave us an epic comment. He did leave his paragraph after paragraph, and he absolutely left trivia, like links, photos. Like, the guy done an awesome job. And if you want to leave comments on our website, at the end of every topic on the homepage, there is a small box in the bottom left corner that says comments, or leave a comment. And you're more than welcome. You don't need to sign up. Just throw in your name, email, and then fire your comment at us. And I now have actually, for our users, like people that have actually signed up with the main website and not just the forum, we now have the ability to upload avatars rather than us all having the small grey icons.
Well, it's nice to know your site is moving with the times.
Yes, and you'll now could see that I do, well, according to my avatar, I do enjoy a nice glass of Jack Daniels.
Do you?
Yeah, man, last time we were fucking met,
You
you
should
were.
encourage our listeners to drink responsibly.
Yeah, don't drink like me, trust me.
Yes, that's better.
So, I've been in your host for this evening. I'm Stuart Solland.
And I'm James Owl.
Catch you next time.
Good night.
Hello and welcome to Podcast on Fire episode. Wait, shit, I should have looked that bit up.